A game we kind of did everything we wanted to do defensively. You know, they were a team that had been shooting the ball at an extremely high rate coming in from the three, and we've been trying to hold teams pretty consistently under six, and they make three tonight, and we wanted to force them twos. Their numbers are drastically. I mean, 30% and 40% percentage points difference off the dribble than they are step, catch, and shoot threes. You know, that was evidenced by Washington's night, Luther Muhammad's night. You know, CJ had a really tough night. We were going to make them shoot twos. And what we didn't foresee was just the total dominance on the glass. We're one of the best rebounding teams in the country, I think, second or third. You know, we got off to a very tough start with a lot of foul trouble. We had guys that, you know, and again, that's a credit to Ohio State. I mean, we had lineups out there that we, all you guys that cover us know that we hadn't seen. Tough night shooting. They go on a 16-2 run, and hard to argue with the shots we've got. We probably could have got a, you know, a couple little post-ups for Kofi or Georgie, but again, it was out of rhythm for them because of foul trouble, and then, you know, we just didn't make shots. And, you know, besides Io going 9 of 14, you know, we've got to have some other guys step up there. But tough night shooting, and Ohio State deserves a lot of credit.
Brad, what did you say to the guys afterwards, to the team?
Next game. We got another one. I mean, we can't get whipped on the glass, but I wasn't very pleased with that. But we got another one, a lot to play for.
You obviously know E.J. Dedell was a great player in Illinois, but tonight was kind of his best game of the season so far. I assume that was a bit surprising given that he hadn't done anything like that so far.
Yeah. We recruited E.J. We know how good he is. And you know, he got extended minutes because of Caleb's foul trouble in the first half, and, you know, he found a little groove, and, you know, that gives them a completely different look.
Brad, obviously Kofi, you know, had foul trouble in the first half. Do you think that affected him in the second half, or why don't you think?
Oh, I think so. And I think the other thing that's really hard for Kofi is when he has to extend that far out on the court to guard. And we've spent a good amount of time, you know, trying to take threes away from Caleb. And but again, there was very little rhythm. I mean, it was. I think we're top. Literally, I think we're third in the country in the fewest fouls committed. And obviously tonight, you have no chance when you send a team 28 times to the foul line. And we haven't done that. We haven't done that all season.
When a team sells out like that, stop Io, sending two guys at him off the ball screen a lot. What are you looking for as a coach to combat that?
Yeah, we had throwbacks all night. We missed a bunch of them in the first half. And Derek, we got what we wanted, other than we probably missed three or four rolls. But again, we had different lineups. And, I mean, you know, we were not throwing, you know, hitting rolls on with Kipper and DeMonte. We got good looks. I mean, you look at look at that stretch in the 16-2 run. They're coming at him, and it was, you know, Andres Felice had two or three wide open in the corner. Allen had one. Trent had two or three. I can't wait to watch the film, but you know, you've got to combat that, and you know, we've normally make those shots.
I mean, sort of maybe more than treaded water in the first half with the foul trouble and different lineups and had the lead. Just what was there anything different in the second half where it may just
weren't ball able didn't to keep... go in? Ball didn't go in, and we gave up 16 offensive rebounds. I mean, that was the game. Plain and simple, we gave up 16 offensive rebounds. They got almost half their misses back. That hasn't happened to us all year. That was very, very out of character for us. And when Georgie doesn't have a rebound and Kofi has two or whatever it is, that's a problem. Andres Felice, again, does what he does, and you know, he has a double-double. That was the game.
I guess foul trouble kind of being anomalous, rebounding the same thing. Do you view this as kind of a one-off, or?
Sure. I mean, they didn't do anything that we haven't seen before. You know, I mean, it was just a different ball didn't go in. So we make we shot 22 threes, which is too many for us on the road. We're 6 of 22, and you think about how many of those were uncontested without a hand in our face, and shot 27%. You shoot 40%. We're in here and having a different conversation.
Brad, you've worked in a few different conferences. Is there any truth to the idea that the referees working in different conferences changes the way they officiate?
I have no idea. I mean, we have a couple of those guys we hadn't seen very much this year, but you know, you're not going to get me to go down that path. So we didn't deserve to win. The officiating didn't have anything to do with it. We didn't deserve to win.
Explaining the offensive rebounding, is that normally a case of just the ball not going where you need to, or did you just guys get outworked? What was your take on what happened there?
No, part of the problem is we had Kofi away from the rim. Kofi's been one of the top rebounders in this league. You know, they pull him out, and you know, we had a mismatch size with a little bit with EJ. But it wasn't that. I was more disappointed, and we've been chasing down long rebounds all year and playing really hard. And, you know, we have a saying, you know, long shots equal long rebounds. And yet it was just us physically not hitting them. And we've been doing that. And got to get back to that.
Brad, obviously a lot to play for still coming in Sunday. What's the message to the team about the importance of this?
Yeah, it's senior day. We're going to honor a group of guys that are all of them getting their degrees. They're all one of them's getting a master's degree. We've got I think a bye to play for. You know, we've been a top 25 team, and you head to the conference tournaments, the end of the regular season, and you know, it's what this league is about. You know, you show up, you compete, and it's on to the next.
Beyond shots just not going in, is there anything with Trent needs to tweak or adjust to maybe get going again?
No, Trent's been – I mean, the job he did defensively tonight on Washington, are you kidding me? That dude's – if he's not the best defensive player, and I told a national reporter that, if he's not the best defensive player in this league, he doesn't get credit because he doesn't have steals. But you go ask everybody he's guarded, and he'll tell you that, I mean, that young man guards his tail off. And you know, he got good looks. And, you know, there will be nights when that ball goes in for him.